It's because of a cunt. Hello, hello, it's time for another Dido show. I love this jungle. I love this jingle. Hi guys, I'm sorry I left you out on Monday and Tuesday, but this is Wednesday, 9th of October 2019, and this is a mini episode about Darren Brown. Darren Brown, I love Darren Brown. I love his stuff on Netflix, check him out, it's awesome. But today we are going to talk about his book, Happy. What? Happy, huh? I'll put the link in the show notes. The book is Happiness. Well, happy, more or less, or absolutely nothing. That's weird. Okay. Where is the actual title? Happy by Darren Brown. Yeah, that's the one. Yes, 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 yes. Bonjour. Okay. So, what makes us happy? I mean, what is it? What makes us happy, eh? Huh? Right? What do you think? What do we think makes us happy? What happiness means to us, right? How much money do you think you need to consider yourself happy? What type of car? What type of life? What type of holiday you would give you everlasting experience of being happy, right? I mean, don't you all think about that? It looks to me, humans, down to genetics, and it doesn't look to me, but it's just read about this, down to genetics and evolution, we are not programmed to be happy. It's not something that we are just prone to have. We need to know where the big lion is so we can avoid it. We need to know where the big loud noses comes from so we can make sure that we're ready if something comes out of us as an outside threat. Yeah, because we're scary little beings. We are, aren't we? Does success, what we're talking about here, is to success will bring us happiness. What is it? But then what success means to you? What does it mean? Is it a big house? A dream job? A dream wife? Beautiful kids? Sports car? Private plane? Is it fame? Is it fame that you think would make you happy? I really recommend this book from Darren Brown because it really goes down into to give you some very realistic ideas about what life is and what, not life, but what happiness is. But what if all these things, which most are material things like a house or a car, when obtained, rob us from our lives and demanding constant energy into the future and our goals to detriment of living and experiencing the present moment. You'll see, I'll have a drink. Yeah, I had a drink tonight, and I'm just for a while if I can give it. Anyway, I just do this good, guys, because I've been spending 2 days on this. Anyway, as I wanted to be good podcast about happiness, so bear with me. And Darren Brown talk about positivity and positive thinking. And he mentioned the big scam that is The Secret. The Secret, I don't know if you guys read it. I've read it, and I totally, sadly, fell for it a few years ago, thinking that by just thinking of a desire thing and wanted, and I wanted in my life, acting as if I already had it, and it would be sufficient in the attainment of such desire of lifestyle. What a lot of bollocks. I cannot agree with Darren on this topic. What the secrets tell is a bunch of fucking lies. Sorry for my French there. But as I write, hang on a minute, just a sip of my beer. As I have already read How to Think Like an Roman Emperor. Fuck it. The Stoic philosophy of Marcus Aurelius, fucking love the guy, by Donald Robertson. I've mentioned that in my podcast before. If you're listening, you bastards. Anyway, one thing reaffirm my now changed belief that death is okay and it's not scary as I thought. Death is part of life and to me is only a new beginning to another universe. Yeah, that's just to me. Anyway, so it's not scary. I don't know what I put that there. Anyway, we should practice for once to losing. We should practice losing the things we hold dear to us, to remind ourselves how grateful we are for having them in the first place. We should be grateful for the things we already have and not stress over the things we desire. Okay? Darren talks about phones and how much they have saved us from losing track where you are going. Like, so you use your phone to find a location to someone's wedding, for example. So, you know, even though your phone might be frustrating because of the lack of battery, because you forgot to plug it in, or because the battery just died because it's a piece of shit, but, you know, we need to be grateful for the things that have actually been great, good to us. Okay, Dan has mentioned something that I read something somewhere else. Actually, it's very funny. The first light bulb could actually last a very long time, but the manufacturer got scared that people would not come and buy more, so they made it less efficient. So you have to buy more of it. And now, I can only think of Apple, or not Apple, but any other product out there that are designed to die within a year, so you can buy another one. I mean, something wrong with this world, right? We're just consumers, they're cheap, we have to consume, makes you feel good, consume new things, right? Anyway, what I enjoy about the book is the honest truth that Darren shares, and I think anyone will take something from it, even a little happiness too. Oh, fucking hell, I love my writing. Anyway, what I would like to offer is guidelines in a bullet point from Darren's book and my own experience, even a limited one so far. Yeah, okay, I'm only 39. I don't know it all, even though sometimes I think I do. I don't know it all at all. I have lots to learn, but here it is. Okay, don't get upset. What the fuck? Don't get upset on what is not within your control. Yeah. So stuff that's not within your control in life, there's no point getting upset about it because it's not in your control. So what should you get upset about? Control is state of mind. That's the only thing that human beings have control over. You know. So it's not what happens to you. It's how you react to it. Okay. I've mentioned that before. It's quite profound when you think about it. Turn any negative into positive in every situation. See the silver lining. I mean, that is great. I exercise this every day. Train yourself to lose what you hold dear so you can be grateful for it. And I think that's great. I mean, if you are in a relationship, I'm not, but if you are, you know, think about what if she wasn't there, or he wasn't there, or if you, you know what I mean? Just put it in perspective, thinking, yeah, you know, I mean, unless he's an asshole or she's a, I was going to say, you know, the C-U-N-T word, but I'm going to try and reframe that. But because maybe she's having a good time, or maybe she's not having a good time, or, you know, whatever. Anyway, You never regret falling. Oh, yes, that's a one. That's a good one. You never regret falling in love. And I gotta say, yeah, I don't regret falling in love with people in my life. Of course, it has been difficult. Do it over and over again. I agree with Darren on that one. It's falling in love and being in love with somebody is a beautiful thing. And yes, it will hurt if it doesn't work out. But would you take that away? Would you, if you had to do it again, would you not fall in love with that person? I don't think so. Yeah. Don't think to get somewhere in life or buy something you desire will bring you fulfillment or happiness. Now, that is something that I can vouch for in terms of getting money or getting the things that you want, because that is just not going to last, you know. I want a Range Rover. I would get one eventually. But it ain't going to make me happy. I mean, maybe half an hour, maybe a day, maybe a week, You know, drive around, thinking, look at me. But is it the views of people looking at me, like thinking, oh, look at me, I've got somewhere, I'm getting somewhere because I've got a Range Rover. I'm very perplexed about that. That ain't gonna make me happy. Anyway, well, my phone ringing. I'm like, fuck. Oh, shit. I just need to check that out. I'm probably gonna take that out. Although it's 77 number, so it's probably. Oh, fucking practice in England. Anyway, be grateful for what you have. Oh, hang on a minute. I messed that one out. Be grateful for what you have now. And I will try every day to be grateful for what I've got. Because at the end of the day, I could be in a difficult place, you know. Like, if I would put it in this perspective, I was watching this program about Spanish plastic farm that's all over and Andalusia in the south of Spain that actually provide most of Europe for the fruits and the vegetables that we want to eat all year round, like tomatoes and stuff when it's not seasonal, when it's in the winter. And it's something that I'm going to put a podcast about because it's just disgusting, really, that we need to change. Anyway, we need to change our behavior towards food. We need to live the season. Anyway, be grateful for what you have now. Okay, plan for success, prepare for failure. Wow, that is a profound one. You know, it's very profound because, you know, if you prepare for failure, you know, it's okay because you be prepared for it and then you can deal with it when it comes. Am I full of shit? No, I'm not. Become an active member of your society. Join a community group. That is my own experience. I am a proudly president of an association in France because I had to do the association shite. Because in France, if you want to create a group of volunteers to do something, anything, you need proper paperwork to get money from the government if you want to buy stuff. And so I had to do that. But I don't blow smoke up my ass. I'm a proud director of the group, and it makes me great joy to see all these people that, and all these groups that are coming up in France. That I've got five groups now in France, and I'm every month some new ones pop up, and we're related to us, which makes me feel great. You know, at least I'm doing something. You know, I don't even have keys right now, but I'm trying to do something for the planet. Anyway, find out what you love and do it daily. That's good. You know, like going back with that, I love playing the piano. After watching the Lady Number 9, which I mentioned in the previous podcast, the lady that was in the Auschwitz, and I actually doubt when they didn't send to this crematorium because she was playing an instrument, and the Nazis to light up the mood when the trains are coming in the Auschwitz to make it like, oh, look at these, you know, it's a camp, it's all good, we're going to go to play. Yeah, within half an hour, you'd be dead. If you're a woman and kid, or old, you'd be dead. Anyway, so they were trying to light up the mood, and because she wasn't a musician, she got away with not being killed straight away. Anyway, if you experience an unhappy feeling, no, that it will pass. Do something like exercise, read a book, going for a walk, meditate, watch a funny movie, play music, listen to your favorite track. I mean, I don't know, I could at least go on, but just find something that's gonna snap you out of a bad mood, and I can bow for that because I did it early this week. I was having pretty shit fucking day, and I went on my bike and I listened to a book, and within half an hour I was back on track. I was like, yeah, this is fucking cool, man. You know, it's all right. I can deal with this, you know, this funny emotion or whatever, and I'd be feeling would just pass you by. Lasting sexual satisfaction is very hard to attain. Trying to shag everything that's got a heartbeat. It's not the right. Compulsive porn watching and the way. Or obsessive gambling isn't the answer, or any other thing that is not going to provide you with lasting result. Okay, guys? Yeah, or guys or girls. I'm not trying to be gender specific here. Think before buying or engaging in an activity. Is it going to fulfill my desire or only temporary? Well, there's lots to say about that. It's all about the questioning. It's all about, is this going to be good for me? Is it going to be good for me long term? Is it going to be good for me all right now, right now? Okay, ask yourself. It's all about what's in your head. That's what I love it. I love about this. Human beings, I've got the choice. We all got a choice to decipher what we're going to do next. Anyway, when people injure you, well, that's right from the Darwin's book, Stoicism, from Marcus Aurelius. When people injure you, try to understand what good or harm they thought would come of it. I'm gonna repeat this. When people When people injure you, try to understand what good or harm they thought would come of it. Okay, I'm sorry, third time. When people injure you, try to understand what good or harm they thought that would come of it. I'll put that there, any no needs anyway. I'm French anyway, so fuck you. Sorry for my French. Don't beat yourself up when you make a mistake or fail. You will learn something, okay? In the deepest, darkest moments, I think that's when we grow, okay? Anyway, death is part of life. It's totally normal part of life. If anything, death is part of life. It's the end of it. I mean, it's not the end for me. I just think it's just going in the universe, but that's just me because I'm a special guy. Anyway, when you start your day, that's another one. That's a good one. And I really tried, and I know every day, and I'm trying to give it in my head every day. That's a quote of the Stoicism, Marcus Aurelius. When you start your day, be prepared that you may encounter plain idiots, which you will, probably, rude and angry people. And it's okay. Don't let it change the way you are feeling or acting today. No, that's a very good one, you know, because I witness it every day. You know, I mean, some people are angry about stuff because they're having a bad time, so you'll be understandable. Anyway, to remain tranquil and comfortable will deny you your growth. Wow, that's something from Darren Brown book, Stoicism, I'm guessing again. To remain tranquil. Oh, fuck, I can't speak English today. To remain tranquil. To remain tranquil and comfortable will deny you your growth. Wow. I am going to let you ponder on that one. To remain happy will stop you from flourishing. Wow. That is another good one from that book. And last one, not the least. It's all going to work out just fine. I think something that I just tell myself on every day, but when I'm having a bad time, I just know that it's all going to work out just fine. Okay. On the show notes, you will find the link to the Happy More or Less Absolutely Is Fine from Darren Brown. Yeah. It's great. You should get it on your book or on a paperback version. Please comment on Facebook post below. I've left the link. So what makes you happy? If the reading is doing sports, watching your kids grow. I don't have any, so you have to tell me. Having great friends, which, yeah, that's great. Working for your community. I know, I already told you about that. So the link to the Facebook/Tyler Show is in the show notes. Oh, another one. A little shot to Darren Shivers. I think I didn't spell that name right. I got to know him on the Tim Ferriss Show, which I love. Yeah. Anyway, I emailed him a few months ago, and I got back this lovely reply below. I quote Darren Shivers himself. So I hope we keep in touch. Either way, you sound like a creative, ambitious thinker. Mate, I mean, I made my week, actually, putting in a month. The guy didn't know me. He's on Tim Ferriss Show. He's got millions and millions of downloads. And the guy's contacted me and told me this within one email. I'm proud of myself from getting just that review. Now, I've signed up to Derek Shivers' mailing list, and I really enjoy his writing, and I invite you to sign up because it's totally free. Plus, he only emails you once a month, which I really appreciate that. I really don't like people that email you once a week. I really despise it. Eventually, nah, I'm not ready for that. It's too much. Okay, I know it's down to geographic, and I think in America people are okay with one email a week, or some of them are. Some people are even one. I don't even know if that's geographic, if that's American, or whatever you're from. But I dislike people emailing me once a week. I really don't. And once a month, that's about right for me. Now, guys, I want to leave you with a little exercise that I hope you're all gonna do, because I had so much fun with this, and I was getting into the idea of getting a review for the businesses for a feed, so people will give you a review for your business, and I will have to vouch for businesses inside my business, whatever that makes sense. So I was just looking online, and I just find this testimonial generator. Alright, I had fun with that. I just put a few things, and I wasn't even trying to make fun of it. But I gotta give you the one I got. That's just fucking funny, mate. I gotta admit, I'm gonna find it. Where is it? Where's he gone? Where's he gone? Where's he gone? Come on! People have got other things to do. Oh my god, it's gone. Oh, come on, where are you? Okay. Nope. Okay. Oh no, come on. I'm gonna go on my Facebook. Yeah, because I put on my Facebook page. I'm gonna sip on my beer. Here we go. I got it. So, you fucking idiot. I put in the generator from the I'll put the links in the show notes. It's called testimonialgenerator.com. Sorry guys, if you got children, you probably don't want to listen to this the next one. But this podcast is all about, no, it's not all about swearing, but it comes a lot. So I put, you when you say you product or services, I put a cunt. And the generated testimonial came with, I quote, "Thanks to a cunt, we've just launched our fifth website. I don't always clap, but when I do, it's because of a cunt." Oh, it cracks me up, man. I gotta say that again. Okay. "Thanks to a cunt, we've just launched our fifth website. I don't always clap, but when I do, it's because of a cunt." Now, please, I want you to use the website. I will put on the show note. I don't want you to give me your best shot at this, because I didn't even want to make fun. I mean, at the beginning, I make a restaurant, and some funny things came out of a restaurant. Which, I'm gonna try it now. Okay, I'm boner. No, that's not good. Okay, restaurant. I just put restaurant. Okay. Wow, what a great service. I love it. That's not funny. I mean, another one was much more funny by the restaurant one. But, I don't know. Try it. Let me know the best things you got, because, it made me crack. It made me laugh. Anyway, I've been on now for 21 minutes. I'm going to go now. Oh, by the way, I have some surprise for you, because I know I mentioned a director of a film, of a short film called Lobster. is coming up to the show tomorrow, so I'm going to record him, and I can't wait, because it's going to be all right. It's going to be a good show, because shit, I want to understand how does he come up with the idea, what kind of processes that he made, the process he went through to make the movie, what people that he had to surround himself to do it, because I love movies, and I think it's going to be a good show about wannabe filmmakers, or wannabe, you know, people that want to get into the industry, because it's something that somebody's doing it. And I would put the link again on the show, because I already think the short movie is also a funny, very funny one. So anyway, guys, I love you. You can see that I'm having trouble here today because I've had a few drinks, but I thought, you know what, like the Tim Ferriss experiment that he just drink tequila and just trying to be consistent with his stuff, I just thought, well, why not, I'm just going to do the same, and I'm doing it. Yeah, I am not smoking, I am not drinking as much as I used to, but yeah, sometimes I do, so yeah, you can judge me, I don't care. But I'm doing better than I used to, and yeah, that's me. I'm not gonna complain or feel bad about it. Anyway, I love you guys. Thanks for watching the show, for listening to the show. Sorry, I'm on number 10 still on the top on the podcast, which is great. So I've got lots of people following the show, so I must be doing something okay. And hopefully, this show will not down my ratings. But anyway, I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow. For Lobster Director, I think it's where's he gone? Lobster Director, where's he gone? I put on my thing, it's gone. Oh my god, where's he gone? Matt, there you go, that's Matt Hindley. I think he's from England, and I'm having him tomorrow, Matt, and I can't wait, because it's going to be a good one. I love, alright guys, I said love, I sound so British now. Anyway, I love you guys, and I'll see you on the next video, and I'm sorry if I slurred my words, I've had a few drinks tonight. I love you, bye. Hi guys, thank you for listening to The Dieter Show. You can subscribe on iTunes Podcast, on Google Play, and any other platform that you may choose. It's all in the show notes. If you want to connect with me on the social media, you can on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I am usually under the name of Didier Soulier, so that is DIDIERSOULIER. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you soon.